Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network. Hey, guys.
Hello.
This is our live episode that we recorded at the Vanguard after Dragon Friends recorded their live episode.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to drop in here to say that there was a problem with the venue's recording, so they've cut out the first thing that Tom said.
Yes, which
and
is,
and it's important,
of
course, to know what it is because, yeah, like, we kind of, we run off of that. So the first thing that Tom said,
yeah, was, hello, audience. Thank you so much for coming. We've tested negative for COVID and we both got tests because Demi had big diarrhea, which is, of course, a symptom. One of the small ones for COVID,
yeah,
but Demi had a big diarrhea. She was shitting her little brains out. Yeah. And so we went and got tested because Demi had diarrhea.
Yeah.
So, and just felt very poorly on account of the diarrhea.
On account of the diarrhea.
Yeah.
And so then that's, this is basically where the episode starts. Tom, yeah, has just said that and
just talking about Demi pressure washing her, yeah, hole clean by having stuff, yes, gush out of there.
Yeah.
Into the bowl.
So.
And probably with the speed that it was traveling, just go, yeah, directly into the sewers.
Yeah, pressure wash the toilet as well, which was interesting, you know, just from the immense speed. Anyway, enjoy the episode.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for everyone who came out to it. And now on with the diarrhea chat.
And thank you so much to the Vanguard in Newtown for having us.
Yes. And thank you to me for having diarrhea.
And I've got the last word. Bye.
Bye.
Last word. Bye.
Fuck.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Yeah. So now, yeah. So what about, yeah, why don't we just talk about it? So it sort of felt like my body was a jacket that a snake was taking off and that wanted to live in the sewers. So yeah, thank you for bringing it up. Before we did at the Dragon's Friends podcast, just before this, I saw Tom use his hand much like a rake to take all of the ingredients off of their pizza.
Okay.
And eat them on their own.
So I've gained a little bit of weight during isolation. So my response to that is the same as my mother's, which is to go on the Atkins diet. We are doing it at the same time, and that's the reason Demi backstage saw me flay a pizza. So what you do is you kind of make your hand into a claw. Oh, sorry, I'm skipping a step. First, you make sure there's no one around. You slip your fingers underneath the skin of the pizza and kind of peel it off. And then you make peace with yourself. And then you just kind of push all that slop into your face. And you feel much like a demon in hell eating a man's skin,
yeah,
you know? Without the dignity of having a job.
So Tom and his mum have synced up.
Finally going to be hot like my mum. Isn't it refreshing?
Sexy mum.
My wonderful, sexy mum. And just like that, this has become a paywalled episode. Isn't it nice to find someone with their Oedipus complex just out in the open, you know? Oh, my beautiful, wonderful, oh, hot mum.
But can you help it with a mother like that?
No! If my mum wasn't my mum, I'd still have an Oedipus complex for her.
You'd get her to adopt you so you could find her hot.
Yeah. My mother is a real mumilf. My mother I'd like to fuck. has very quickly hit a new low.
But what about that dad, though?
My dad genuinely is very hot. His hairline is kind of a prequel to my hairline. So you can see the effect that mine's having, where it's kind of beating a steady race to the back of my neck. Yeah. His is already around the middle of here, but it's compensated for that by giving him a beautiful mane out the back of his head, so he always looks like he's going very fast.
And he's blue and a hedgehog.
Yeah. Oh, that's why he simply must go fast.
Yes.
But now, Demi, I'm looking around. I'm seeing two extra chairs
here. I fucking hate this energy.
Surely there must be some kind of error at the stage setting up.
Factory. Can't do it. I don't think it's depression at this point. I think it's Tom.
Yeah. Let's not get to the point where we examine your environment, okay? Let's just keep blaming
things. He's a farmer for tears! Yeah. He collects them, he labels them all!
No, it can't be the boyfriend. Must be the chemicals. No, it can't be the boyfriend. The side effects of Demi's antidepressants are that your significant other starts to lack empathy.
What's that water coming out of your face? I'm silly. I went to France for 2 years and I lost all my feelings.
Didn't have a strict hold on them before then. Anyway, before we, come as a DJ, break up, shall we get the next part of the show a-rolling?
Yeah, let's bloody do it.
Are you... so, by the way, sorry for calling this a show. The curtains put me in the mindset of an old-timey entertainer, but...
It was an accident.
Yeah, okay. We all know what we're here for.
All right, here we go. Do your song, Tom.
Okay.
I was recording a pod late one night when I received a terrible fright when the number of the people on the podcast began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
we had a guest.
We had a podcast guest.
A podcast guest.
They were one of the best.
It is a guest.
Oh, it's a podcast guest.
A podcast guest.
They were a podcast guest.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please keep that applause going for Alex Lee!
I didn't put a fade on the song. It just stops.
I think the abrupt stopping of Party Rock Anthem kind of suits the vibe.
Yeah, I think so.
Alex, what the fuck is up, dude?
Is this a standing on or next to chairs
don't
podcast?
Don't you fucking lose that chair, Alex!
Yeah, the chairs are there as a trap.
Yeah. I've put a poison needle on one of the chairs.
What is going on, Alex? I didn't think about how I would talk to you when you got out here, and I've realized that I'm very bad at it.
I want you to ask me a genuine question that you would ask a friend.
Okay.
That's the challenge.
Which, okay.
Interested, like something that, you know, it takes in mind what I've been doing
okay.
lately.
What's sure.
your favorite race?
Oh, come on, we all know that one.
Yeah. Silly me.
Let's
it's
check the leaderboards.
What?
Let's go to the graph.
I don't want to be standing.
Okay.
I want to sit. Alex, you sit.
I'll sit.
All right. And finally, someone is brave enough to buck the trend. But we don't just have the wonderful Alex Lee tonight. We also have Dungeon Dave Harmon. We were sitting at home being like, what is the funniest song to play as a man with gamer spine walks out on the stage? Dave Harmon, a man who, if I make fun of him too accurately, I start to feel anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You puked on a Ferris wheel, though.
One time.
You once enough, bro.
That's 100% of the Ferris wheels I've been on with you.
You puked on a Ferris wheel.
It might also be the only Ferris wheel I've been on, so yeah. Now that I think about it, maybe my hit rate is like 100%.
Yeah. What was it about the very slow moving
No, it was
vehicle.
At Disney, and that's a scary mouse.
It was at California Adventure Park.
Thank you very much. I'm so sorry.
The much scarier theme park.
Yes.
So with a bit of fucking respect.
Yes. I'm sorry, Dave. Yeah. My little piggy.
It is very funny that you threw up on the Ferris wheel, because you did, sorry for anyone doesn't know, at this point, what are you doing? But also, we went to Disneyland with Dave, and Dave went fucking ham on finding out every single fact about Disneyland. Dave knew by name, before he ordered them, the names of the pieces of food that he was going to order at the various places, which he'd scoped out in advance and was genuinely looking forward to. And then, at 8 a.m. on our first day there, Dave threw up on a Ferris wheel and realized maybe he wasn't made for rides.
Hey, you know where all that food that I plan to eat would look good? Right here.
Yeah. I tell you what, nothing makes you feel so much like having made a terrible mistake being stuck at home with your kids when all your friends take a spontaneous trip to Disneyland together.
Yeah. It must be how people in Victoria feel now watching us record a live podcast. Yeah!
Joke about State of Origin before I realised that was the wrong state.
You got to stay in your lane, which is kind of in between Nerd Alley and Dork Boulevard.
I bet you guys are glad that you wore the masks, because otherwise you'd be like, I didn't realise there'd be so much woofing. That'd put aerosols in here.
Yeah, we'll try and bark directly up. Should we get to a segment, Demi?
Okay, Tom.
All right.
Would you like to do this?
Oh, listen, it doesn't fill me with much verve.
Tom Deep Dive. Internet Deep Dive. Tom Deep Dive. Internet Deep Dive. Tom went on the internet.
I went on the internet.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, by the way. No, just a quick temperature check, Demi.
Oh, yeah.
I am feeling like what this is, like doing a live podcast. It's obviously wonderful. You get people to come to it and you get to, make money off it, which is great. But also, it feels like the venue has said, hey, pass the aux cord to its staff, and then it is playing them for about an hour, just the worst shit you could ever imagine. Oh, boy. I went on the internet. What I did is I went to the Startup Ideas subreddit, which is fast becoming one of my favorite corners of the internet. It's where people post their ideas for startups, and they are routinely stupid. This is a post by The Yana 5 days ago.
The Yana?
The Yana. Waze, W-A-Z-E, but you can pay people to get off your commute / route.
What is Waze?
It's like a GPS kind of app where it's like, hey, stop going so fast, you silly bugger. And then you can see other people that also use Waze on the road. If they used it a lot, they get a little sword coming out of their car avatar.
Okay, so just to cut through all
that. I understood nothing.
Okay, it's Google Maps, but for commuting. Right, it's like just for cars, essentially.
As opposed to just scrolling around the map.
Okay, you mock, but some of us enjoy the view without the thrill of a cardio workout. Really lets you center in on what a building looks like. Have you ever done that? I've done that.
It's like going on a holiday.
Have you guys genuinely ever done that? Have you ever treated yourself to a Google Street View holiday?
Yeah, I've done that.
No surprise. The most housebound gentleman I've ever met.
I like to imagine that I'm in the map, and then when you hit the arrow, it's like you're going real fast.
You're picturing yourself doing like 0.5 of a second of Naruto run?
Ooh, a bakery.
Many of us enjoyed very quiet routes for a few weeks, but things have gotten busier again. Imagine an app that would allow you to incentivize others on your commute to look for alternatives, such as traveling at a different time, different route, different mode of transport, or even work from home more often.
What are the incentives?
Yeah.
Well, the amount paid would be on the order of the fraction of the cost of gas for distance. So let's say 5 cents a mile. So if you share a road
yeah.
with Mr. Tech Billionaire, he can then be like, well, I will throw this peasant a pittance so I don't have to look at their poor person mobile.
Oh, to just like clear the roads for you.
Yeah, my Tesla chariot can just fucking zoom through it, hitting like preschoolers. Like, dang, 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 dang.
It's very much in the school of those kind of Peter Thiel maniacs that were like, there should be no price controls on toilet paper. If you are rich enough to pay $1,000 a roll, you should never have a dirty ass. which there were actual editorials I remember in The Australian about. Like,
really?
People made that case. Not smart people, not nice people.
I don't know. Well, you know what? I'm not being published in The Australian. I'm dumb as shit, so. Seems smart to me.
No.
Thank you. This is from Decouple 2020. Garlic peeler machine. Hello, friends. Garlic peeling is very cumbersome process, you know. I am. And now here is. So that's the first sentence. The second sentence is, I am thinking of working on it.
This is the entrepreneurial spirit we need, thinking about working on something but posting on it first.
Well, you say that, but then the third and final sentence is, any idea how to go about it?
All right, how do you cut garlic?
Well, I crush it with a knife to break open the peel, and then I got one of those weird... you know, like it's like a curved
the roly boys
plastic the roly boy I've got a yeah. roly boy
right. Well, how do you cut garlic?
Smash it with a pickle jar.
What kind of fucking old timey existence are you living?
Smash it with the pickle jar and then I have my wonderful glass and pickles.
The glass just peels right up. Yeah, and then, you know, choppy choppy or whatever.
Does it have to be a pickle jar?
Yes, it has. It's the perfect weight to crush garlic skin.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I'll have you know that's actually already been suggested. Another user said, put your knife on it sideways and slap it carefully, then peel. It's easy. And then the original poster has responded with, haha. But this does not work every time. Does not work every time. I am thinking of mechanical machines. And then there's an ellipsis, which is easy to operate.
I have a question, though, about this, because we didn't make it around the circle. How the fuck do you peel garlic? Because you, like, I have heard there is a folklore about okay. you opening stuff.
All right,
has
whatever.
It been discussed on your podcast?
We don't need to
get into it. Which other open?
Okay. All right. I've heard of this legend.
So a bunch of friends.
This sucks.
Yes.
And this was, I cannot stress how much this was relayed to me by a friend who is like very normally grounded and nothing shakes him. And he looked at me like he had just been in a war and he had been in a holiday house with Tom Walker. I think, were you there? I don't know.
Yeah.
And he said, I just watched him wake up in the morning and walk towards a loaf of bread, which we had bought for the house.
A sealed loaf.
And no one had opened it yet. And he picked up the bag and he just tore the side of it.
Until there was a big tear
in the
middle.
There was like a big gaping hole. And then just like got like a chunk of bread out and he just walked away. And I just watched like in horror.
Well, okay. And my rebuttal. I eat a lot of bread.
But you start at the middle of the loaf.
Yes.
Well, because the rest of the slices have ghosts in them.
Well, okay, so my theology of bread, the ends of the... What
no,
you do...
No, Ted, please, because it's his beliefs.
You open up... You open up the loaf. However you do it, there's no bad idea.
No, there is.
No,
there
no.
are bad ideas because no, there's a correct idea and it involves taking off the little toggle at the top, especially when you're sharing a house with
what?
Your friends.
What okay. the fuck? What? Are we never going to die? Are we living with infinite time here? Oh, yeah, just let me defuse this bomb at the top of the bread, or I could just cut to the quick and get the bread.
Keep having to buy new doors because Tom just won't touch the knob. He takes his pants off ankles first.
Start at the knees, fast as you please. All right. But no, you gotta. When you open bread, obviously, this is preaching to the choir. But you do it.
The thing I think. I remember
like that's... Frankenstein.
Why did you make me?
Yes, you karate chop your way through the kitchen door and then...
But then you take the top piece off, right? Or the... Okay, if you're doing it the conventional way, which I now do because I've been fucking all grasses greened into accepting your ways...
But step forward, wived into eating bread the wrong way.
Yeah. But what you do, right, is you pick up the top bit and you kind of hinge it upwards like a trapdoor, and then you access the second bit of bread, and then you take the second and third bits of bread and you use that to make your sandwich, right? And then you lower the top bit of bread back, and then once you reach the end of the loaf, the top piece of bread and the bottom piece of bread, the devil's sandwich is your reward. Something that is somehow more crust than you could ever have imagined. It's a superfood.
Yeah. Yeah.
How quickly did you fall out of love with me?
I don't know anyone else that would have me. We've ruined each other.
I just imagine, like, when Tom goes home of an evening, like, when Tom takes his shirt off, I just imagine him, like, busting his head, like, through the middle of the T-shirt and then being like, oh, well, that one had a good run. And yeah. Like, stepping out of the rags and then, like, going to bed.
Well, we've lined our bedroom with sandpaper, so he doesn't have to use his hands. Just sort of rolls around the walls.
All right, I've got another thing from Startup Ideas.
Yeah?
Oh,
I'd love to hear it.
This is from a user. had a look at the username. Don't want to take a punt on it. Feedback needed is the title of the post.
And the thing about the bread is just bread goes everywhere.
It sucks to find out the stories that you're told about yourself, right? Because I...
But then the rest of the bread just goes dry for everybody else and for you.
No, I will have eaten the bread by then.
Tom eats lettuces like an apple.
Oh, no.
That is also a normal way to go about...
Yeah.
This is...
Yeah, tell them about it.
All right, well, sometimes you want a crispy treat. But perhaps you don't want to spend any calories on the crispy treat, so you can enjoy just a crunchy apple. And it tastes fresh. Tastes like a fresh field. And also, you don't have to bother with all the peeling.
Just eats salmon out of the packet with his hands.
Okay, no, stop sharing. Stop.
I didn't want to say this, but I think the last time I was at Tom's house, I was there for a couple of hours, and the entire time there was a giant pot on the stove with what looks like just water and black beans with a single orange bobbing in it.
That's actually a really good bean recipe. I've had it. It was really good. Tom made it once, and our friends came over, and we've ruined our mouths, and they cried because it was too spicy for them.
Yeah, that's a good way to learn that you need to make better friends. Yeah. All right. There's a post called just titled Feedback Needed. Hey, guys, I wanted feedback on idea I have been thinking about. I am seeing parents are looking for different ways to engage their children in various activities because of the pandemic and staying at home orders. I am thinking of designing a engagement platform for kids. There they can see what their friends are learning and doing, and they can be part of various groups. It's basically like Reddit plus Facebook, but only for kids. And just a bit of editorializing here, I would instead call this the pedophile's dream.
Yeah.
He has responded that in the comments that he is aiming to appeal to children aged 5 to 15.
Oh, boy.
Famously.
I believe that's called a honey trap. Goodness me. Like, and who would look at those two platforms and be like, the two perfect, flawless things on the internet. I will combine them.
Anything. If I want one thing to mold my boy's infant son, let me throw it to that crazed white supremacist over there. Yeah, it's
all
good.
It's all just people being like, oh, I hate women, and then aunties being like, I breathe too hard and I swallowed my face mask. I want it out.
Yeah. Other aunties commenting with the laugh crying emoji because they don't know what emotion it expresses. And I'll end on this one. Sad. Okay, this is by Sir Rage a Lot. Sad, but possibly viable.
It's on my Tinder profile. It's funny to say. It's funny to say about yourself.
It's funny to find out that your girlfriend has a Tinder profile. Boy isn't the old Data Rooney. Good to see her out there. Product, a VR app for Christmas.
Possibly sad.
Decorate a room and a tree and share it. And friends can visit and leave greetings / virtual gifts. So you can put on your big goggles and see the tree. Under which, what's this? Oh, from Bonahammer. It's a bauble. And you put it on in VR as well. I feel like this has really taken the wind out of everyone's sails. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay, sorry. Too sad? How about this one?
It is sad, but it's possibly viable. I suppose.
Okay, what about just a short one? Protein-infused beer.
I'm coming me beers! I don't know where else to do it!
What?
I don't have a Sheila!
I'm just doing it. I'm freestyling on it.
I was thinking of like just when Tom has been like talking to me about these people who post these things, and I'm just like, oh man, they just like, it feels like if like you bone them, they'd like give you your virginity back. Like it feels like their jizz is like hymen fertilizer. Yeah.
It loads up your hymen and also turns it like into a tower defense game. Like, yeah, you can place additional hymens along the route.
When you're boning, it sounds like cards in bike spokes. It's just like while you're boning. Touching all the hymens. You can play a like a banjo. What else could we do with all our hymens? Let's talk to the audience. So good to be performing again.
You know, like those silicon wraps we're meant to put over our bowls instead of Glad wrap now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hymens.
Hymens.
Oh, that'd be great.
And Tom just punches through the top of them.
Is it?
Not so reusable, but whatever.
Oh, sorry for inventing a shortcut, all right?
Life hack.
Life hack. Disregard your friends.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Tom. It's not getting in my mouth.
Oh, Demi with another visual gag for the famously visual podcast.
I sucked the side of my wine vessel for those at home. Do you like the voice? My throat hurts.
Yeah. It's great. Do you have anything for us, Demi?
Hmm? Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh.
Well, I feel like I kind of wrote it out until it got too sad.
No, give us one more. Give us one more.
All right.
What have you bloody got for us? You want to sing a song?
No. Desperately don't want to sing the song. Already. I think we have a song later on, but that is not one. That's just a pre-recorded one. It's all very bad.
You've got nothing?
Well, I'm currently doing the humiliating thing of clicking through.
What's this? What's this one?
That's for later on.
Ah, I see.
You're just opening up like files in your downloads folder now.
No. I'm going my usual path, which is the Big Soft Titty file directory, and then research docs, and then start up short drunken video app. My app under construction is that it consists of short. So this is. I'm not going to do any editing here. This is how it's written.
Okay.
My app under construction is that it consists of short drunken videos.
You loved the start of that sentence. One clap and more to come, Thomas. If he's a good boy, perhaps another slapping of the hands will approach.
Oh, a smidge of approval for this poor urchin.
Art is told by the Fandal guards atop the tower. Perhaps one more slapping of the skin and meat. For one boy who's finished his sentence.
So that was a comma. So it goes, my app under construction is that...
Clap.
It consists of short, drunken videos while partying or casual drinking, which are fun to watch. My only doubt is the society open upload drunken videos without fear of being judged? And also, how's the up idea?
Thank you. How just that app idea. Someone did a dot, 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 and now it's spooky.
Yeah.
It was a couple of claps.
It's good. I think it's a great idea to just have an app that is exclusively people who are drunk going like, "Hey."
Is it like videos that specifically drunk people will enjoy? Is that his pitch?
Videos of drunk people, I think.
Yeah, which is very different.
You know, like, oh, he's trying to put on his flip-flop, but he's going up a hill. So can I read the first comment really quick?
Sure.
Not the best I've heard. It's far too niche. People just use Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, or any of the countless social media apps.
Yeah.
But then there is a second comment. Do you want to take this one, Alex?
I like it. It's... It's like a spin on the internship app idea. I would love to see a feature where you could turn on essentially a safety net where you are not able to post a video until X amount of hours after you filmed it, just in case something is happening you don't want people to see. This is not mandatory at all, but it's there just in case.
That is definitely a different app idea.
Dave, would you like to take the final comment just down the bottom of the page there?
Usually drinking happens with close people. You need to do a thorough research on... Are people ready to share their private moments?
I don't think you need to do research. I think you need to get a friend.
Yeah, a lot of these are just by very lonely men who are like, perhaps a woman would date me for an app.
There's a very strong sort of sad Shark Tank energy to it. Like they, yeah. Like their first, they really imagine doing this in front of a panel on reality TV.
Yeah. But in this case, I do think that app has some uses because the other place that I spend a lot of time on is the cocaine subreddit. Never done it, but love reading about the people who do. Because all it is, I found a screenshot that I was showing you guys earlier, which is just a guy who's racked up two lines on a Garfield the movie DVD. And like, I don't care how much fun you've had in the last year. If you think you've had a better night than that guy...
So good. Did you guys see that movie? Did you guys see it?
No.
I know the story that why do you know the story of why Bill Murray was in that film?
Because he thought it was the Coen brothers. What?
Bill Murray, the guy, the surname of the director was Coen, but it was not Joel or Ethan Coen, critically. And Bill Murray got the script, and he was like, well, I love everything these guys do. You know what? I'm not even going to read it. Garfield, amazing. It'll be sad. It'll make me feel things.
Their take on this twisted anti-hero must simply cross some lines.
He just told his agent, he's like, I want this. No negotiating. We're doing this movie. Lock me in.
He's not even reading the script. He didn't even finish reading the name of the person behind it.
Yeah, he thought it was
so much less than the bare minimum required.
He thought it was about the president. Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Oh man, but now I want it.
It seems like something you would have seen dozens of times.
Man, so Tom the other day,
is this going to be bad?
No, it's about me.
Off you.
Tom,
Papa needs a break.
I as a joke, put in the movie The Cat in the Hat, and it was playing, and I was like, look at this movie. And then I was like, oh wait, I've seen this once before. And Tom was like, what? And then I proceeded to know every line of the movie. Said it along, and Tom was like, this is what I imagine being in your brain is like. It's just Cat in the Hat.
Genuinely, at one point I looked over and Demi was watching a Cat in the Hat, universally agreed upon to be a disturbing, awful film, with the calm look of someone watching the news. It's the most at peace I've ever seen her. It was so fucked up. She just kept turning to me and saying, you don't like it? No! It's bad!
I don't think it's bad. I think they didn't need the fish. I think the fish could have gone. They could have cut the fish.
What's your favourite part?
My favourite part, yeah. I think it's like one of my favourite parts. Oh, actually.
No, okay.
I like a couple of the parts. One of them that I think it's like, oh, you won't get this until you're older. It's like when he's holding it, he's like, oh yeah, yeah, and then we'll kill her. And they're like, no, we're not gonna kill her. And then he drops the hoe that he's holding, and he's like, dirty hoe, and he drops it, and then it comes back up and he's like, I'm sorry, baby, I love you. And he kisses the garden tool. So that's one of my favourite bits. If I had to tell you another one, it would be...
You don't.
Wait. I remember nothing about this film, but I do remember it came out in like, what, 2003 or something?
That seems like a good guess.
It's one of the archetypal post 9/11 movies.
Yeah, it really summed up a lot.
It shows a wounded nation struggling to extract a spear from its heart.
Yeah, it's like Japan could only make the Godzilla films after the nuke, after they like plumbed a new level of fear of technology. This is like absolutely something from a desolate nation.
What's that heading towards the cat's hat? Oh no!
I'm not exaggerating. I think if that was the only movie I was allowed to watch ever again, I'd be fine.
Wow.
It's on Netflix.
I think it's a beautiful romp.
It's on Netflix. Go home and check your temperature by watching this fucking movie. And if you don't like the movie, you are not the thing. Okay? Jesus Christ.
They have to shut the crate because like the weirdness of them's getting out.
Get the
indoor stair luge.
It's so weird. I was saying, I haven't watched this movie since it came out, but I remember being like, is this good? I think this is good.
I love it!
But like, it couldn't have been.
It was.
And I could not recall anything, but every time you mention something, it just like shoots into my brain with like
see,
a searing hot
light.
See,
this is what I'm saying. I was like, I haven't seen this movie. And I was like, I have seen this movie and I remember everything about it.
She was saying lines as they came out of the actors' mouths. It was,
I'll end you to make it look like a bloody accident. It's so funny. He's just like being Mike Myers, but he's in a cat costume and it must have been so hot. How's he acting through it?
Get to your next thing.
And he's like, oh, I lost my hat. I don't have my magic hat anymore. I got just a regular hat that this naked lady, Paris Hilton, is in it. She was just, they just walk into this like advertising box in the middle of the town and then there's like a dance rave with like a titty bar in it. Paris Hilton just like smiles and doesn't even have a line, and then he comes out and he's like, oh, I took that naked lady's hat by accident.
Demi, we mustn't talk about this anymore.
Well, I just think it's a good, I think if you want, you could watch it.
Great.
I think it's a good movie. You didn't like any of it.
No!
Okay, but Tom, imagine this. The DVD cover of Cat in the Hat.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Two snowy lions just waiting for you to dig in.
Oh, two gorgeous pieces of bread like that.
Okay, all right. It's time for my segment. Are you guys ready?
A reading of Cat in the Hat.
In a normal town. No, okay. Okay, so we're doing Suck Off Mario 69. Episode 2.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, Dave wants to hear this sting again, Demi.
Oh, okay, sorry, Dave. Here we go. Okay, so...
So, Dave, that's the theme for Suck Off Mario 69, which is a segment that... I think you'll find this is the reason that when I asked Demi today, what segment are you wanted doing for the show tonight, she refused to tell me.
All right, so this is a segment where you have to guess which of these erotic fan fictions are from the Super Mario universe.
Fantastic.
I have found, written by actual people, or have made up.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, and can someone keep score, actually?
Yeah, I'll keep score. I got
that.
All
right, but you're playing.
Yes, I won't
okay.
be bad.
All right, you'd be not bad then. If you have to be one of them. All right, number one. Unwritten, : Diary of a Lean Green Plumber. Oh. All right, so here's the... I'll give you a part of the summary and then I'll give you the tags, okay? All right, so we've got... There are just some things that Luigi will never say out loud, so he writes them in here. Rated M for sexual situations and references, alcohol use, some frightening, disturbing imagery, and scenes of mild to moderate action, adventure, violence, and peril.
Okay.
All right, so these are the tags. Very secret diary. Diary entries, which, you know, if that triggers you. So, Luigi's diary. Okay, we get it. Family, action adventure, mild hurt slash comfort. So, is that real or did I make it up?
So, it has two references to action adventure in it.
Yes.
And also two references to the fact, I mean, maybe three or four references, I lost count, to the fact that it is a diary.
Yeah.
And then the title refers to that it's a diary.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get the structure.
It's not a fucking journal, all right? Diary game for fucking life.
Not going to find this on JSTOR, baby. We diary here.
We diary.
Okay, I'm going to...
Visual journals can suck my flat.
I... This seems to me like a right.
It's not a day planner!
He's a stupid bitch, but he won't say it in the microphone.
No way to know who's telling the truth.
He said, what a stupid situation.
Be in with my stupid bitch of a girlfriend.
What a crazy scenario for me to be dating this idiot bitch.
Yes. It was, and I've said this before, but it's been so comforting figuring out that I'm the idiot in the relationship. It's so genuinely freeing.
But on the other side of that, it is horrifying to find out that I am the organized one. It is fucked up.
Yeah.
Didn't think I'd ever be this. I think that this one is real, personally.
I think it's real.
I think it's fake.
Okay. Yeah. All right. A point for Tom and for Alex. That one was
yes.
Real.
Okay. And a hearty fuck you to death.
It was a very secret diary tag.
It was really secret, and it was a diary.
Just said it was a diary so much.
I don't know why it was in the tags.
It rolls.
So usually it's like ass fucking major character death.
It's a diary. I need you to know that he's going to be writing his thoughts and or feelings and what day of the year it is.
Is that what your voice sounded like before it broke?
That's actually Demi's natural voice.
Yeah, I've lowered it for my brand. But it's actually a really good, you know, when like if you're at a gig or whatever and you're like trying to get everyone back into the room for the second half and people are yelling, they're like, hey guys, it's ready. And I'm like, I'll do it. And they're like, you're not going to do it. And I'm like, hey guys, second half is ready. So get your drinks and come back inside.
Don't know what she's saying, but know you need to follow her instructions or she's going to keep saying it.
Cuts through glass.
Yeah, I just like got this image in my head of like a girl in high school who said she wanted to be a wedding planner.
Yeah, no, the reason that I got more marks is because like, I told them that you didn't really do your half of the project, so mostly like she gave the marks to me, but that's not, I will work with you again one day.
I think we either want you guys near the tree or away from the tree, but I'm open to your suggestions.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, next one. Peaches fuzz.
Oh, so no. Peaches what?
Peaches fuzz.
Uh-oh, Dave Horny.
Uh-oh, they've got the horny peebies.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Dave, oh no, but they get horny on stage.
It's not dragon, friend. Don't have a table to hide it.
Yeah, Dave, can't hide your big boner behind the DM screen, you big dick freak.
I really thought I was prepared for any style of bullying, and this has rocked me to my fucking core.
You freak, Dave. Cut a big fat hog. How are your knees holding up with that thing fucking sledgehammering into them every time you climb the stairs?
Dave's stupid giant dick.
Guys, I don't have a big dick. I don't.
You do, and you use it all the time on your beautiful wife.
Dude, I saw Dave naked. It looks like a grandfather clock.
And it fucking runs on time, I'll tell you that. What does it mean? Nothing.
Dave's got a big dick. Alex.
Dave, you got a big old dick. I feel so alive, just like unlocking a new level of bullying.
Yeah, it's so good. It's not a hog, it's a bovine.
Oh my god. Fuck. Yeah, Dave's got the kind of dick that was hunted to extinction by indigenous people.
No, actually, I think you'll find, if you look in the history books, they hunted very responsibly, and it's the white man that took all the animals away. So. Anyway, are you okay, Dave?
My back hurts.
Oh, why?
Oh, I wonder why!
Why is it, Dave? No, Debbie, stop kicking him. We've got to aim around the dick.
All right, can someone, like, bring in a minecart for Dave's big dick? Because he's not going to get out of here. It's all engorged.
For those listening at home, Dave, like, fell out of his chair, but then he, like, stopped at a 90-degree angle.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. Dave did the Michael Jackson lean forwards. Because of, and just so this isn't lost in translation for anyone, his massive dick. Oh my god. Dave gets blood bust in from the hospital so he can get that thing hard.
Thank you for having me on your obscene podcast for perverts.
Oh man. I love hanging out with Dave. Yeah. So much fun, and I love our Minecraft streams. I value your friendship.
It's such a shame that when we were in that Ferris wheel, Dave's dick was still touching the ground. Let's move on, because I could live here forever.
So could I, baby. All right, Peaches Fuzz. All right. Peaches Fuzz, a pregnant shaving tale.
What?
In her third trimester, Peach's bump is getting overripe.
Oh, man.
She can't even see down there anymore. Her fuzz is out of control. Lucky her bestie Davy is here to give her a friendly trim.
Did you say Daisy or Davy?
I heard Davy.
I think you're just hearing what you want to hear, buddy. Until some confusing feelings arise and Daisy gets hungry for some fruit salad. All right, and the tags are shaving fetish, same-sex love, and pregnant.
Pregnant?
Pregnant.
Are you able to check how many other stories have been categorized under
pregnant? Let's see how many other stories. I'll check, but you guys will have to muddle it out while you're going.
Definitely true. I've got to go with Drew here as well because this is very upsetting, but. It hits that space where you're like, I didn't think of this at the top of my pile when I thought of fetishes, but now I'm aware of it. Duh.
Sounds right. The thing that made me think it was really real is that it started a bit coquettish, like down there, overly ripe, and then by the end, and then actually in a fruit salad. No, it was always done in a weird,
but saying
weirdly
fruit
prudish.
Salad is very upsetting.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting that Peach being pregnant is just the starting point. Like, we get no backstory. We don't know who the husband or the...
Read the story, Alex.
Right. Oh, my God. These millennials want everything spelled out for them. Can't you handle a bit of mystery, you know?
So upsetting. I don't know. I I don't know. I know, like, I'm playing the metagame here, but I'm like, I know Demi's a comedy genius, but would she have thought of pregnant? That's where my mind's going.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, I think we're all real on this one, Demi.
Well, let them talk for themselves.
Okay.
Real?
Yeah, go real.
All right. I wrote that one.
Can the girl act or can the girl act? Holy God. Shit. The false surprise at Pegnant? Are you kidding me?
The voice of our generation.
Oh, my God.
All right. All right. Amazing. So that is... So you're still on 1-1-0.
Yeah. Zero.
Zero, yeah.
1-0, yeah.
Okay.
Did you write the whole thing?
Yeah, baby. I'll send it to you.
On the Patreon for the low, low price.
I did start writing it. It's pretty rough. Okay. Yoshi's bursting bladder.
Oh.
Summary. After circumstances leave our reptilian friend with a non-functioning toilet and 12 cans of soda in his body, the obvious...
When circumstances leave billionaire Bruce Wayne wanting to be Batman, he takes the plunge and decides to become, well, I guess you'll find out.
The obvious desperation takes over. How will the cruel fates play out? And the tags are kink, bladder control, pee holding, wetting, potty dance, no plot / plotless, and desperation.
So if you were really into all of those tags,
yes,
and you just like hit, I don't know, I assume this website has a like, I'm horny, random shuffle button.
I'm horny for pregnant, yes.
Yeah, and so you clicked it. Do you think that you would be dismayed to discover that you were reading about a lizard? That feels like a tag to me, is my issue.
I don't know. Maybe they cross over. I don't know what the Venn diagram looks like, you know, between want to fuck lizard and want to piss and fuck. You know what I mean?
Bladder control and also the fact that it's tagged as no plot / plotless is very funny to me. Just being like, you know what, I want to kick back, not worry about how we got here, just live in the moment with this lizard that's about to piss himself.
Fucking yeah. What it says on the tin, mate.
But I think it's like it's built in, there's narrative built into that.
Yeah.
Need to pee. That's yeah. The perfect story.
If it's plotless, does that mean we never discover the circumstances?
Yeah, I guess. I guess it's just like him talking about how bad he needs to pee.
There was an issue. The toilet's broken. It is what it is.
And now, full of wee-wee. Don't know what to do.
I think this one is fake.
I think this is fake.
Okay.
I think real.
Okay. Right. Oh, Alex is playing me.
One off. Point for Alex.
Yes!
Oh, damn.
The lizard piss community should not be dismissed. Okay?
We are strong.
We are real. We love to see those reptiles need to wee.
Oh, man. I'm going to have another wine after this. All right. Next one. It's called Mario Pissing. Summary. Time to take a piss. And the tags are philosophy, erotica, piss, war, feminism, Hegelianism, and satire.
Okay.
Hi, I'd like to read a story about war, feminism, and satire. I'm just going to click go.
What do you think?
That there are more tags than there are words in the description.
Time to piss?
Time to piss. Oh, man.
So my thought process there is that the reason I think it's fake is that I think that the perverts that upload these stories
yes.
have enough pride in their work that they would have someone to say, wow.
Wow.
Okay, I guess Dave has pretty strong opinions about someone writing out the words Mario was pissing. Sounds like a perfectly healthy way to express your sexuality. Oh, Dave's microphone thing fell out.
Oh, no, Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Honey.
Is it fixed?
Hello? Hello, are we
Hello.
Back? Are we back?
He's back.
No, but I think that they would have like a more of a this is my magnum opus style title. That's what's making me think it's fake.
You're thinking so you're thinking that it's kind of disrespectful.
So if they were really into piss, then they would.
It
they
would be
called
like night water or something.
Okay, if you're bringing your own Dungeons and Dragons flavor to this.
Just you turn to your wife and say in a panicked voice at 3 a.m., I must make the night water.
I packed 12 cans of soda in my trail bag.
I think it's real.
Mm-hmm. God damn it.
I don't want to say why.
So, Dave, you
can't make me.
Alex putting a leather-bound shelf book back on the bookshelf.
I think it's real. I think it was a good story. I think it was my first, like, it was a first attempt, and you should just take it on its own merits.
All right, so were you fake or real?
I'm fake.
You're
I'm fake.
Fake.
Fake
real.
I'm going to go real as well.
All right, it is real.
Yes!
I'm so sorry, Dave.
I'm still on zero.
You're still on zero.
We got 3, 2, and 0. Alex on 3.
Diddy Kong Tiddy Fuck. Another short summary. It is what it says.
It is what it says.
Tags. Breast intercourse. Well, Diddy Kong, blowjob and oral.
Okay. A Diddy Kong, blowjob and oral. Three separate tags.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, no, that does help.
Diddy Kong, did you have a good night last night? Yes, I did. I did breast intercourse.
The most sumptuous breast intercourse. Oh, man.
This one should also be tagged feminism, I think.
Feminism is when all the chimps have big old knockers. DK walking up to work with a big tie, bookended by huge gazungas.
He's got pretty big tits if you look.
Really?
He does!
I can't keep my eyes off his gorgeous eyes. I've never wondered.
Not what I thought you were gonna say, dude.
And if you press B and then hold it down, you can use him as a helicopter.
DK does have a fucking dumper on him though.
Yeah.
You seen it?
Okay.
You seen it?
Yeah.
No, I guess I'm gonna.
No,
go.
You know what we're talking about.
Is there like a Mrs. Kong in the universe?
Okay, and now Alex is horny.
excuse me, is that Mrs. Kong? Because there could be. Is there though?
I don't think so. I think the DK is canonically unmarried.
But he has a kid. He has a kid.
No, isn't Diddy his nephew? Why would I know that?
You don't have to be married to have a kid.
Yeah.
Are there no Lady Kongs in the
are Lady Kongs, but this may surprise you, but in the children's video game, it's not announced which of them have fucked. They're not like, oh, okay, well, if you play Donkey Kong, you can also have Diddy Kong as your secondary character. But if you have Diddy, you can't really have Trixie because they had a thing and it's like a whole...
Well, I don't think we should be coddling children like that. And I think we need a coffee mod.
Okay, so in Donkey Kong 64, all the Kongs are in a polyamorous relationship.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, good. I'm going to go with fake on this one.
You think fake?
Yeah.
I'm going to fake.
Okay.
I'm going to go fake.
All right, that one was fake.
Yay!
That the title for that one was written by Alexi Teleopoulos.
Diddy Kong, also, Diddy Kong Titty Fuck. It's just too poetic.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But
Alexi also came up with the name for this segment in under 10 seconds. Lucky Tolly Pops, that's right. This is the boy.
How many of these bad boys do we have?
We've got a couple more. We could take a break from them, but I don't really want to keep reading them.
No. Yeah, let's.
Is it okay? We've got a few more, but we can go quick through them.
Good. We're absolutely gagging for them. We want more.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Ya wah wahoo. Okay, that's the title.
What? Okay.
Ya wah wahoo.
Okay.
A drabble based off a prompt from a friend. Plumber rescues princess only to find that she's preggo, but she, for whatever reason, acts like she isn't. Aside from kink, no sex or anything too bad. Pregnancy kink, lighthearted, non-explicit.
So all that happens is the plumber, which they're not naming Mario for some reason.
Just a plumber.
A plumber, any plumber, meets up with the princess and she's pregnant, says she isn't, they don't have sex, yeah. And then there's a lighthearted conversation.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm looking at the date this was published and it's, wait, this was written in 1985 by Shigeru Miyamoto. Whoa, I guess he came up with the names afterwards.
What do you think?
I think this is fake.
Okay.
I want it to be fake because there's too little effort.
Okay, it's fake. Real.
It's definitely real.
It's real.
Yeah.
All right. We got the next one. I got distracted. I don't take it.
Look down.
All right.
There we go. It's always fun.
Tom won't let me look out the window anymore when we record. Sometimes I'm like, the ibises get so far up and I'm worried about them because they've got a heavy body.
It is fucked because Demi has ADHD and the way I'm treating her is more and more like a skittish dog. But it sure does work.
Just running around the couch all day long.
Yeah, like me just then yelling, look down, snapped her out of the fugue state.
Yeah, I do need help. Mario Brothers, more like Incest Brothers. Okay. I know! All right. Summary. A gift to all. Do not attempt anything that is described in this work. I do not know anything about these characters beside their names. The tags are incest, sibling incest, what have I done, declarations of love, and sexy times.
Okay, I'm going to go with real on this one. Yeah. I want it to be real. I want someone to be just like, you know what? This guy, Mario, he looks like whoever you think he does. I've never seen a video game box.
I am just getting the vibe that I've walked past this video store and seen something. Those two want to fuck. I got this.
Mario, Luigi, brothers, they be fucking.
It's too weird to make up real.
Isn't it weird that if they had a kid, like, would it come out wearing, like, brown overalls? Like, what is red? What's red and green do?
Olive, drab olive.
Drab olive.
Maybe in the army.
Oh, great. So what was it?
Yeah, weirdly, Mario and Luigi's son is a cop.
A-cab.
Same
before
mustache.
Everybody yells all at him.
Yeah. I think we are going with real across the board here, right?
Yeah.
Is it real? Okay. That one's real.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. I know, and I was really hoping you weren't going to guess that I wrote that. All right. Tonight is right for love. Tensions rise between Chef Jerome McElroy, brackets South Park, and King Bowser in Chef's downtown Chicago bistro, where Bowser is head busboy. Perhaps some tummy bumpins will provide some much-needed release.
Is Jerome McElroy, that's South Park.
Chef from South Park.
So it's, okay, I thought it was one of the Adventure Zone guys, but the...
oh, no, I guess I'm attracted to Bowser.
I can't do the voice, no! Oh, no, it's a really good Travis voice. I don't know.
I just love having painted fingernails.
No, they like them better than they like us. All right, let's blast through this one. What do you think?
All right, I think this one's real.
I forget everything about it.
It was about Chef and Chef from South Park.
Yeah.
And Bowser, doing tummy bumpins to release
them. I'm going to say fake.
It's fake. Tummy bumpins is 100% Jamie Lyon.
Yeah, it's fake. All right. Let's skip that one. Fuck that. Right. Okay.
Let's do the last one.
Yes. No, two more.
Okay. You're right. Relationships are all about compromise.
I think it was a conversation. Shush. Okay. Bowser's big dad energy. Summary. A pee-pee dance, a bob-omb, and the disapproval of women complicate a tennis tournament. It's tough being a single dad.
Okay.
There's a lot in that narrative.
Mm-hmm.
But let's actually take a pause here and agree with the simple truth that it is tough to be a single dad.
This one goes out to all the dads now. Tags?
Oh. Fun, silly fluff, vignette, tennis, Bowser's incredible dad bod.
Wow.
All right. Well, I think this one's real. This one seems real to me because I don't think that you would be able to bring yourself to write out dad bod.
I don't know, man. I've seen yours.
All right.
Oh!
Oh, that David Walker.
Okay, we're talking about my actual dad.
Yeah. Oh, was that? No. It's the hot dad.
If you could feel the hot rush of offense that ran through me just then.
I think Tom has a beautiful body.
Okay,
and
let's move
legs.
On from this. Let's talk about
you
Tom.
Do have a hot dad, though, guessing. Tom.
I do have a hot dad. Yeah, he's very fit.
And he's smart.
Yeah.
Do you think all comedians become comedians because their dads are hotter than them? Because Michael Hing's got a hot dad too.
Michael's dad is very hot, yeah.
He's my got dad was hot for like 10 minutes at the end of last year. And now he's in a jar.
I'd say... like 40 minutes. He was a big guy.
Well, he was a big guy.
He was a big guy.
We did have to pay extra for the bigger coffin.
They had to cremate your dad like a magician's assistant. Chop him in
Story
half.
Saw him in half, yeah.
Yeah.
Wearing stilettos while we do it.
Yeah. Anyway, my dad's alive.
Anyway, so...
Woo!
How'd you get that?
All right.
What do you think? Real or not real?
Wait, do you have a hot dad?
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regrettably.
Oh, no, but like, how hot is your dad?
It's not for me to say.
What? Okay, what publication could your dad get in?
Yeah, that's a good one. Like a fishing...
Windsurfing Monthly?
Ah, that's a specific. That is a dad hotness, so I think that's fine. Yeah. So what do you think yours could get on, Tom?
Oh, listen, he could probably get on just about whatever he wants. If I'm honest, you know. Chuck him out in there. Financial Times, GQ, whatever he wants. Open up a copy of Yacht Lovers Weekly. He's just suddenly there, not a yacht in sight, naked. You think it's a double page spread, then you open it up and, oh my God, at 3, 4...
I love my dad very much, but I feel like the best he could do is probably like a self-published blog about geocaching.
Your dad, one of my favorite story about your dad is just how at a dinner with someone, you're at a big dinner with someone who hadn't got into drama school, if I'm remembering correctly, and your dad just said, well, I can't do the voice.
No, do the voice. Please do the voice of my quite Jewish dad. Do the voice of my American Jewish by way of Hungary dad.
Don't do it. Please. No, I'm attached to you. No.
For all the people out there in Radio Land.
Okay. Misa, so full. Sat. Your dad, it's the...
You just...
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I can, but I like that you did the accent while covering the microphone like an ortolan you were about to eat.
A boy is allowed his
treat. Talk about that fucking dish so much on this podcast. I feel like we should drape a sheet over us in the audience so God can't see.
Do the thing.
The story that you are remembering is the time that my dad convinced a friend of all of us, Mark Sutton, at university to that he had got a, because my dad was working in advertising, that he got a role for him. My friend Mark was an aspiring actor, and all he had to do was shave his beard, and it was a lock, and he would get this role. He didn't want to shave his beard, but he did, on the advice of my dad. And then my dad called him up. He didn't even get an audition, said they'd gone in another direction. And then Mark was silent for a second, and my dad, eager to fill a void, as he always was, just went, well, you know, that's showbiz. And then hung up on him.
Efficiency.
Yeah. I mean, if anything's showbiz, it's that.
Yeah. If I could boil down showbiz to one thing.
Okay, all right. So we got one left.
Okay.
This is... wait, did we guess that one? Did you guys the dad bod?
I think it's fake. I think the chef story is fake.
The chef one? No, it wasn't chef. We did that.
Was this Bowser's dad bod?
Bowser's dad bod.
Real.
Real?
Real.
Fake.
Real. Last one. Donkey Kong's wonky schlong.
Totally pops.
Yeah. All right, yeah, this is fake.
Our favorite primate is feeling self-conscious about his bent banana. He gets some friendly advice from Mewtwo, who has no penis at all. A story about self-love and discovery. There are no tags on this one.
Okay.
What's the writer's name?
The writer's name? Oh, I didn't get it. Hang on, I can look it up.
No, it's fine. I think that this one is real. Something inside me is saying that this is how these two characters would interact, and someone has an inside line to Nintendo knowing which of their characters has wonky schlongs.
I think this one was written by Mr. Alexi Toliopoulos.
Yeah, I heard it in his voice and I can't unhear it, so I'm going to go fake.
So did you want real?
I'll go with real.
All right, it's fake.
Fair
but
enough.
But I wrote it.
Oh, very good.
Sorry.
So that's a half point for Alex and Dave because they were too brave. But we end up with Dave on 4.5, Tom on 5, and Alex on 8.5. Destroying.
That was Suck Off Mario 69.
Oh. We got one segment. This is fucked. It is a long one, so maybe we'll.
No, I'm gonna play the. I'm gonna play the. Play the song.
Okay.
All right, here
we go.
We're
gonna do a song.
So this is the self-suck roundup.
Self-suck roundup. Drinking my own nut. Putting lips on my glands, I kiss wrong. I like to blow, but I won't leave home. I'll just bend over and lick own chode. Say it ain't so, do you think though? Does it feel better if I keep going on, 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 on?
Can I just say what I really liked about that is the audience started with really high energy and then they became quite self-conscious and it just wilted.
Yeah.
All right, self-suck roundup. What do you got for us, Tombo?
All right, well, I'm obsessed with the self-suck forums. This is from the OG. This isn't from the Auto Fellatio subreddit. This is from the self-suck forums that I love so much. This is a post from... oh, gracious. This is from a post from 2013. In what unusual places have you, or do you, self-suck? All of today's self-suck roundup will be taken from this one thread. Self-suck fans, you have probably sucked yourself in some interesting, unusual, or odd places. Please tell us about them. One of the most beautiful places for me was on a cliff overlooking the ocean during the sunset.
How do you even see the sunset?
I think you just see it dip towards the horizon and then you take it on faith. When I was a teen, I would run off into the woods when my family went on picnics, strip off my clothes, and lick my cock. Someone has replied, okay, how about the middle of the street in a suburban cul-de-sac during a huge thunderstorm?
Which are... Oh my god.
my love, there's a wizard in the driveway. I don't know, I'd immediately be like, oh, we gotta move. Yeah. There's a shape. Silhouetted by the lightning.
Yeah. And it's getting closer.
To its own dick.
I feel like Dave just like isn't impressed by any of this.
No.
Because like, it's so easy.
Dave falls asleep with his dick like someone hugging a body pillow.
He,
hires someone, when Shaq goes away, he hires someone to paint her on the side of it. So I can feel like he's holding her.
This is a post-it. Let me advise this. If you have never tried sucking your own dick very near a train track, you really must try it. You hope to be able to time it so you come just as a train is passing.
That's, oh! I had not realized this, and I'm only realizing this now, that the most amazing thing about these posts is that you can't go onto this forum and be like, guys, I just sucked my own dick. How amazing is that? Because no one would care.
No. Yeah. And it's an insane thing to be able to do and want to do.
But that is the floor for participation in this community.
Yeah. But also, just on that one, I wonder if this is someone who has time traveled from the 1950s and the only sexual movie they've seen is that train going through the tunnel. There it is!
This is... Okay, I think this will be the last one. Because this is actually, you know what? Just quickly, this guy says, I remember I self-suck in the roof of my house. it is especially very pleasure to self-suck under the whole sky. Very cool.
In the roof.
I think he means on the
roof. Like a rat.
Oh, you think? Wait,
well, because
what?
He says it's pleasurable to self-suck under the whole sky. So I think he's like clambered up onto his roof. He's fucking... Breath of the Wild and up there.
Wow. Because that's another element to the self-sucking, that you would want to be careful that you don't roll down the roof.
Oh, your center
of gravity.
Because
you become like a human donut. Yeah. And at that point...
At the moment of self-suck, you are the most susceptible to rolling that you will ever be.
Yeah. I'm
struggling. Slight gust.
I'm struggling
be all
here.
It took.
I'm really sorry if this is too gross for the podcast, but I'm trying to work this out in my head, which is that they're talking about these beautiful places in the middle of a thunderstorm, on, you know, under the open sky. But if you're self-sucking, aren't you just looking at your own balls?
I would reply with a yes, but. Because I think a common way of self-sucking, at least in these in the safer places, I think, would be that you sling your legs back over your head. So you kind of the philosophy of it being bring the penis
like a hobo
to you.
About to ride the rails. I won't need these.
So I think that sometimes maybe you get a glimpse of the open sky through your legs or past your balls.
Yeah. So what would be an uncommon way to self-suck?
Well, that's a great question, Demi.
And that leads us to our next topic.
I would say the most uncommon way I've seen is the guy who...
Is this the guy that stood up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I showed Demi this one too. This is a guy who was sitting down on the edge of his bed, started sucking his own dick, and then locked his hands behind his legs and stood up. And he did it, and he just kind of stood there very uncomfortably. But he was also wearing a backwards baseball cap and AirPods. So I was watching it being like, in his everyday life, this guy is so much cooler than me.
It's just, you can just like, you can. Oh, it was really hard to watch because you can like see the scoliosis. It's just so like...
It's not a healthy shape.
No.
It's really just every man's an island, huh?
Maybe we'll end on this one so we can get out of here because it's getting late.
Okay.
A nice short one. This is by Longfellow, and I think it is... I think this is the...
It says D. Harmon.
I think this is the cheeriest sentence I've read on the internet. And this is in response to the question, what are some unusual places you have sucked your own dick? I've given it a lick while riding a bicycle on a downtown street.
Wow.
How?
The sound of the card in the spokes of your wheel, the feeling of your penis going past your lips. Ah, a gorgeous summer's day. Using your free hand to throw newspapers over your shoulder. Alright, I think that's where we're going to go.
Thank you so much,
Alex Dave.
Do you guys want to, I don't know, you're bigger than us. Do you want to plug anything?
Not on this horrible thing, no.
Thank you so much for coming on. We love you very much. And thank you guys so much for coming out.
Yeah, we're going to be... oh, yeah, sure. Clap for yourselves. Genuinely, thank you so much for coming out. We've got some merch to sell. We've got hats and also pins. We've got a pin of my face, a pin of Demi lying down, and a pin of the cat dog. There's only a few of those. But we've got hats with a certain sentence. It completed on the front
Tom sent
and back.
It to me. Do you want me to play
it? I demand that you play it, because this is a sentence that we've got in our hats, because it's my favourite sentence.
Well, I'm
that
cutting
we've had
it out
pod.
Of the recording.
Go ahead.
Why do you think that the wet fish is so wonderful? Is it because we don't see them all that often when they're big?
So, I don't know about you, but I can hear the wheels come off this... Around...
Why do you think that the wet fish...
Around there. That's where... You can tell Demi's in trouble just after the...
Party rockers. Oh.
All right, thanks, guys. That's been Big Soft Titty on PNG. See you on the other end. Party rockers in the house
tonight. Everybody just have a good time. Yeah. And we gonna make you lose your mind.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.